How to ignore the noise of should so you can focus on what you want and take immediate action. Hi everyone, my name's Heather Gray here at Business Mindset Mastery, and I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And here on the show, I'm really looking to start a conversation about how we set ourselves up for success. I see mindset as the psychology of success. How do we get ourselves in the frame of mind in order to choose the path that's most effective and most optimal and most likely to get us the results that we want and that we're searching for? Honestly, this isn't the show you were supposed to be listening to today. I had a whole different plan. I wanted to tell you how about like the journey as part of the destination, and I wanted to tell you about following a path. But something happened in the past 24 hours, and I feel like if this show's really going to work, we have to use it as a mini mindset lab so we can practice skills in real time and see what happens next, rather than just talking about general conversations and topics that I come up with on a random basis. So making this show a conversation has been important to me. First of all, learning the tech was the first thing that was important to me. But once I got that down, I had every intention of starting a conversation. The last thing I wanted was to create an audio clip where it's basically I'm creating a Facebook post with a little bit of audio as the equivalent of it. I really wanted to engage you guys as listeners and start a conversation about what we need to do to move ourselves forward, to take action on our dreams, and to work towards our goals. And with that in mind, last night, I have a Facebook community group. I posted to the group of people and I said, hey, I really want to start a conversation on my show. I don't want to just be randomly posting little tidbits or coming off as some motivational speaker. I want to help people choose action. So in doing that, when you ask somebody for help and you ask for advice, the first thing that happens is you can't control the answers. And let me tell you, my feed and my email and my Facebook messengers got a little bit noisy because suddenly everybody had an opinion. And I want to share with you about the noise that I heard, and then I want to tell you about what I did next, because I think this is a lesson you can all take as you're choosing your path, as you're setting your goals, as you're finding your dreams. Everyone is going to have an opinion, and it's always going to be important to shut off the noise so you can decide what happens next. So this is what happened next. I listen to the messages. I see in my inbox a bunch of questions. Heather, are you really sure you want to be doing it this way? You should be thinking about keywords so that more people can find you. You should be asking your audience for reviews. It seems like you're a little disorganized in how you're doing this. And yeah, it's good that you've started, but have you thought about how this has affected your brand? Somebody told me it was sloppy. Someone thought that I should maybe pause it until I planned it out a little bit more. There were a whole bunch of opinions, and I had a choice to make, because when I started the show, I wasn't looking to make it on iTunes. I wasn't even looking for it to be a podcast. I just wanted to start talking, because for 2 years, I felt like I had something to say. This little app called Anchor FM passed by my newsfeed one day, and I just decided to press play. And then I had the opportunity to have it become a podcast, and I said, what the hell, might as well say yes to this, and went ahead with it. I had no huge ambitions to make it on the new and noteworthy of iTunes. I had no grand plan that this was going to be the podcast that moved the needle of my business. The whole plan from day one was simply to start saying yes, to take action, to learn along the way, maybe to make it a little bit public and share the journey so that other people could learn with me, maybe inspire people to make choices and take inspired action. People tell me fairly regularly, not to sound like an ass here, but that I'm motivating and inspiring, and I don't ever have any intention of being motivating, inspiring, unless it leads to inspired action. And when I I said yes to starting on Anchor FM, and then when I said yes again to making this a podcast, that's all I was really looking to do, to start moving towards the direction of where I wanted to go, to start the idea of creating a show that maybe would resonate with people, because there's already a shit ton of business podcasts out there. There's already so many personal development sites and mindset coaches, and it is an incredibly noisy space. And all I wanted to do was find my spot in that world and do it as authentically and as genuinely and as transparently as I possibly could, because that felt what was true to me. And I think that if you look at the choices you're making in your own lives, if you're gone back to school and you're working nights, or you're, you know, passing on weekend barbecues because you're working on a side hustle, if you're focusing on saving money so that you can buy a house, we're all working on something. You know, last week I was telling the story to people in a community group that I consult with about this woman who wanted to work with me, and she was a former client, and she couldn't get the money together to see me because I no longer accept insurance. And she said not to worry, because she was going to become an Uber driver so she could raise the money and see me. And obviously, immediately, as soon as somebody says, like, I'm going to become an Uber driver so that I can meet with you, my temptation is to lower my rates and to make a shift or a change. But she chose her path, and who was I to tell her she should be doing it differently? But the reality is as soon as we put ourselves out there, as soon as we start saying yes, people are going to have opinions, and it's up to us to decide who we're going to be, how we're going to move through the world, and how we decide what happens next. And there's a process to this. We can't just react and be emotional and defensive. We can't just listen to the opinions we like and ignore the opinions we don't. We really do need to check in with ourselves, and this is how. When people start giving you the opinions, if you haven't asked for them, I think it's okay for you to check the source, to look at the person who's offering advice. Do you know them? Do you respect them? Do you believe in what they have to say? Do you think they have your best interest in heart? Because sometimes the land of shoulds is filled with people who feel bad about themselves when they see what you're doing. I got so many messages about my question yesterday. And when I said, oh, how'd you do it on your podcast? 3 people said, oh no, I don't have a podcast. This is just what I've learned from listening to other people. So if you don't have a podcast and you're just like in the entrepreneurial space with me online, then you know I have a choice. I can choose to say yes and to learn, or I can choose to get all my ducks in a row, because that's the message that's given in the entrepreneurial space all the time. But I have to look at the source of the messaging of the people who are telling me I should be doing this, and to see if I respect them. If I do, then I can listen and make a change. But if I don't, and I don't feel like they're really, you know, people who I resonate with or whose point of view counts for me, it's okay to discount that, even though I'm new. You're going to get so many opinions, because as soon as we put ourselves out there, as soon as we say that brass ring up there, that higher goal, that big picture, that's what I want. It intimidates the hell out of people, and it makes them feel bad about themselves. So the first thing that happens is they take the finger that's pointed at them, that's making them feel bad, and they turn around and they point it at you. And they make you the problem, and they target your point of view, your idea, because if they can attack what you're doing, they don't have to feel so bad that they're not doing it themselves. You always have to check the source. The next thing, you have to get really clear on who your people really are. Everyone is going to be noisy. Everyone's going to have an opinion. In the online marketing space, that's how everyone gets seen and heard and markets their business, is by being noisy. It's a choice that comes with the territory. And if you're in a large family, if you have an influential peer group, if you have a bunch of, you know, busy buddies at work, there are different different ways to have noisy communities, and we're all going to find ourselves there at some point. You want to know who your people are. When your back's against the wall and you really don't know what to do, and you're afraid you're about to make a huge whopping mistake, you have to know who your people are. Who do you go to in a moment of unknown and uncertainty? Who do you rely on? Who are the people whose opinions matter? And you want to know who they are so that when it gets really noisy and you start to get insecure because your idea is too new, or you start to second doubt yourself because you don't know what the hell you're doing or whatever's going to happen, you want to be able to go to your people who you can trust and rely on and who can be your witness and be your voice, and they can reflect back for you who you are and where you wanted to go and whether or not what you're doing right now matches up with that. You want to have that goalpost to check in with. But then the next thing is that you have to be really clear with yourself on where you want to go. What are you hoping for? To be intentional about the choices you're making and not reactionary. Because when we make these impulsive choices and we haven't thought them through entirely, we are going to be impulsive. And you guys have seen that with me on this show. 2 weeks ago, this show didn't exist. I didn't have a plan to continue it as a podcast, and it has been disorganized, and it hasn't been the most professional show on the block. And I'm okay with that. And I recognize some of the listeners are not going to be okay with that. They want a polished, professional, self-assured episode. I'm good with that. And I accept it. And it won't be me that they choose to listen to tomorrow. But I know where I want to go is I want to learn this thing. I want to figure out if my voice is something that has a point of view to, you know, beyond my little myopic group of people who already know, like, and trust me. Do I have something to say that matters? Is this something that I care about enough that I'm going to be... Here's the thing. They have a point, right? I'm not doing this in the most organized way. It is not entirely planful, mindful, and intentional. But I am setting myself up for success. I am putting mindset in action. Because here's the thing, and this is what people didn't know, because sometimes when we ask for advice and sometimes we ask for opinions, we don't tell people all of the information. But in my personal life right now, my husband's about, I talked to you yesterday, if you, some of you might have heard that story, but I shared with you that he's finishing his journey as a doctor, medical trainer. He started med school in 2008, and finally this November, he gets to become an attending as he wraps up his fellowship. And we're getting ready to interview across the country for jobs. And any job he picks is going to take me away from my friends and my family. I've been in the Northeast since college. And like, I grew up in Rhode Island. And then as far as I went, you know, was college in Boston. And I didn't leave. So my whole tribe personally is here. The people who have had my back when he got hurt, then he got sick in 2015, all of the people who took care of me and have watched me build my first business and are now watching me build my second business. They're all here local. My nephews are 2 hours away. My best friends, I can reach all of them within a half an hour. So my life is about to change radically in just a short couple of months. And personally, I'm going to be way outside my comfort zone. So what does that mean for me? That means professionally, I have to stay in a place of confidence. I have to stay in a place where I feel competent and self-assured so I can set myself up for success, because it is impossible to be outside of our comfort zones in our personal life and outside of our comfort zones in our professional life and still feel like we have our stuff together. When one thing is falling apart and kind of tipsy-turvy, we need to lean on the other. And right now, my personal life is going to be going through a period of transition. person. I need my professional life to be steady. That means if I were to do the podcast everybody wants me to do, and I know they believe I can do it, and honestly, I think I believe I can do it too, but I'd have to learn the tech. I'd have to learn how to like get the sound right, how to do editing, or I'd have to figure out how to budget the money to get an engineer to help me or to produce my podcast or something that makes it sound as professional and conversational and real as I would really like it to be. And that's simply a new learning curve. And right now I'm learning how to sell the first house we ever bought. I'm learning how do we get two cars cross country? How do we decide what we're going to keep, what we're going to sell? How do we get to know a new town and figure out what neighborhood we want in our new city? There are so many things I don't know in my personal life right now. So I am playing safe in my professional life. And at the end of the day, that's the last example I want to leave you with. We have to know ourselves. We have to trust our gut to know what's best for us, to recognize that it might not be the logical choice sometimes. It might not be the choice that everyone else would make in their life. But if we know ourselves and we know what we need to move and function successfully in the world, and we lean on that and we trust that and we rely on that, we're going to make better decisions for ourselves, even if no one else agrees. When we're talking about how do we shut out the noise, it always will come down to trusting ourselves. When we get distracted by the noise, it's because we've lost trust and faith in ourselves. And that makes sense, right? It makes sense that sometimes we're going to lose sight of who we are or what we're capable of. And when we're feeling vulnerable and we're feeling unsure, it's going to be easy to get distracted by the noise. But at the end of the day, if we tune into who we are, we get to truly decide what happens next. I want you to think about that for yourself for a second. What are the things in your life, the choices that are waiting for you on the horizon, the ideas that you've had that maybe you've censored a little bit, that you're not taking action on in any level? Maybe you're still trying to read and learn all the things. Maybe you're still trying to gather 50 million opinions. Maybe you're telling yourself, oh, you know, I'll just save that for a 2018 resolution. That's not that far away anymore. But think about it for yourself. Where is the noise getting too loud so that you haven't taken a step on the path? And if you can get really clear with who you are, what you need, and who the people you need with you are as you travel that path, you'll be able to quiet the noise too. And that's what I'd like to leave you with today. Again, my name's Heather Gray. You can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. If you'd like to continue the conversation or tell me you've connected with me on the show, you're certainly welcome to join me over at Facebook. I have a Facebook group there. And if you just do a group search for groups, you can find me at choosetohaveitall. I think is the name of the group. So find me over at choosetohaveitall or leave a comment section here on the show and I'd be happy to get back to you. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. I hope you've given some thought to what I have to say, and tell me what happens next, because I'd really like to know. Thanks so much.